Brad Henderson is my guest. Brad Henderson is a lecturer in the University Writing Program, where he teaches advanced writing classes, pre-professional writing classes of various sorts. He has a specialty in engineering writing and business and technical writing. And it makes sense because he has a background in those topics, both in college and in the workforce. Brad was an Aggie. He wrestled for the UC Davis Aggie wrestling team back when we had a wrestling team. And then went on to earn graduate degrees in both creative writing. In creative writing, right? and that was as a fiction writer. But so he came out with his novel Drums, which won a big prize. What was the name of that prize, Brad?
It won the... I can't even remember now.
I'm glad I'm not the only one forgetting things.
No, we have so moved on from Drums.
Absolutely.
Oh, a Phi Kappa Phi Award.
There you go.
So it was an academic award from USC.
Good.
And
which is where you got that graduate degree in creative writing.
Which is where I earned my graduate degree in creative writing and studied writing novels with novelist Paul Gillette, who mm-hmm. wrote Play Misty for Me, and also with novelist John Retchie, who wrote City of Night.
And you also studied poetry there with a poet who we've had on this radio show.
James Reagan.
James Reagan, and who taught at USC for a long time. And now you are here, and you're representing kind of these different worlds that you investigated both as an undergrad and as a graduate student, in that you teach writing, but also you continue to be interested in engineering, where you have a background, and in business and technical writing, where you have a background.
Yeah, no. Actually, lately I've been writing more prose than poetry. I just got done almost finishing the manuscript for a new textbook for engineers on writing, and the angle is that it uses math to teach writing. In fact,
I came up
with a way to encode English sentences using algebra.
Wow.
So it's a very new approach, and actually, I actually have a few people interested in it. So
good for you. What's the title for that one?
It's called Algebraic Sentences for Engineers and Other Left-Brain Thinkers.
I like it. Well, if you're curious, that novel that we were talking about, Drums, in which a 1980s college graduate avoids becoming a yuppie and instead plays drums in a new wave band, there's a 13th anniversary ebook edition now available at smashwords.com. And you're not making a lot of money from that book, from is my understanding.
Yeah, and what's more, it's free.
It's free. That's what I was getting at.
So, yeah, I've written a number of books. Unfortunately, most of them are in my filing cabinet. But Drums was a book. It was my first novel, and I've always played drums my entire life. It's an art I'm very passionate about, and there are very few novels available that are told from the point of view of a drummer, sometimes even in the story sitting behind a drum set.
Excellent. Well, some of Brad's other books include Split Stock, Selected Poems, and one with a great title, a poetry chapbook, Speed, Horse Sweat, and Unboxed Sky. That is from Oak Meadows Press in 2010. Well, it's because of these and many other qualifications that you've been recruited to give a reading tonight, in fact, in an hour and 35 minutes, over at the Woodland Public Library.
Yes, and I hope I have time to change.
I hope so, too. I was going to ask if that's what you were wearing to your reading, but
no.
Then people can't see you at home.
No, I think that I might actually be the person who gets thrown out. But
you don't want to get thrown out of your own poetry reading.
No.
That wouldn't look good. All right, great. Well, we should just dive right into a poem. Do you have something there to share with us, Brad?
Yeah. So right now I'm finishing up a book of poetry called The Blue Devil, and it's a sequence of poems that I wrote over the last few years that have more of a dark side. And the poem that I'm going to read, it's both dark and light, but it's about a father watching his very talented son play piano, mm-hmm. and regretting some of the things in the relationship, but also being in awe because, you know, at some point when you have a son, they begin to be able to do things better than you.
Right.
And with music, this happened. So it's called My 22-Year-Old Son, Silas, Playing Piano. This night I sit across the room from him as he coaxes keys, enamored of them. 5 years since I sat like this, taking the time to listen. How does he know how to choose the notes? How does he know how to blend the pitches? I'm the one with the stories of bars and bands, of nights and drums that I beat to death. Yet it's his music that puts an arm wing over me. Tonight I want to be his fan, to approach him shyly, place my hand on his shoulder, but I am stuck again, afraid to love fully those I fear to lose. Oh, these sounds tonight, he makes them so effortlessly, lifting notes like the moon rolls waves, sideways ripples that swirl and spin and suspend wet sand, then retreat to curl toward another run, wet beach the rest, the glistening end of a measure, oh, of a measure. And for me, the cleansing of so many mistakes. He played to endure his mother's cancer, played through recovery, and he played through my cowardly drinking. He serenaded her when she moved away. He played for himself when he lived with me. And on one thing, he and I agree. This instrument saved him from all the bad choices I passed on to my only son in silence.
That was Brad Henderson reading to us a poem from his new, as yet unpublished book, The Blue Devil. Beautiful poem, Brian.
Yeah, and I'm really proud of that book. It's coming out from the Paradiddle Productions Book Baby imprint in Los Angeles. And what's really neat about it is it features, for the cover art, an oil painting that was painted by my son, Silas.
Oh, that's great. Now, The Blue Devil, a lot of local listeners will recognize the Davis connection there.
Yeah. The Blue Devil, devils plural, actually, have been a sort of a part of my private mythos since, you know, I was a teenager because I was a Davis High Blue Devil. I grew up in this town. And
grew up over there on Harvard Street.
On Harvard Drive. And
Harvard
then
Drive.
Lived out in Covell. But, you know, subsequently as I moved through life, I carried that Blue Devil with me. And probably he became a little less naive and a little more maverick and demented than the old Blue Devil of my high school, the mascot on the cheerleaders' costumes. So anyway, I've always been fascinated with just the word and the image, and it's a great title for the sequence of poems that are in this little book that's coming out winter of 2013.
Good for you, man. And with regard to Book Baby, and Brian Felsen is the CEO of Book Baby. He's someone I got to see during a trip down to Los Angeles in the spring. An interesting entrepreneur and a really interesting business plan. Can you want to say something about Book Baby before we go to the break?
Yeah. Book Baby is a spinoff of Brian's company, CD Baby, which was an avenue for publishing indie music out of Los Angeles. And Brian, interestingly enough, also likes to write, recently came out with a book of poetry himself, but he decided just because of his love of literature, to open up a second company that publishes more indie-type books.
Right.
And it's a really good line, very high-quality work. And his is available. What's the title again, Andy?
Is the title of his book? That is a really good question. Ask me slowly while I Google that.
Anyway,
it's a great book. You and I have both heard read from that book.
I have actually downloaded it from the Kindle line onto my iPhone and am enjoying it immensely. And it also it's one of those books that has a great cover. One of these days, maybe other books from Davis will come out from Book Baby, including a book that Andy and I wrote years ago.
2006.
Called Split Stock, which has actually been a pretty popular book, so popular that there are very few copies left.
That's right. We were just talking about that.
So it needs to come out in a second print run, maybe a third. And also these days, so many people are preferring to do their reading on an iPad or iPhone and purchase an ebook. So it's a great idea to make sure that your books are available on both platforms.
Absolutely. Female Figure, Possibly Venus, is the name of the new book of poetry by Brian Felsen. It's an interesting book, and it's I'd call it experimental in places.
Yeah, I think Brian, the poems in that book are very layered. It's kind of an example of somebody who extremely intelligent and extremely gifted in multiple areas of the arts, putting together poems that, you know, call upon both his creativity but also his knowledge. So
right.
They're poems that you actually, when you read them, you almost puzzle them together.
Absolutely. Well, the book we're talking about is Brian Felsen's Female Figure, Possibly Venus. You know, as we talk about his book, I'm now filled with regret that I haven't had him on this radio show to talk this up. I don't always remember to book people when they come out with a new book.
I would probably try to get him on next week.
Yeah, I'll ask. Next week is booked. We're booked through September and much of October. But, you know, I'll see if I can get him down in November and have him come on the radio show and join me to talk about Female Figure, Possibly Venus, as well as some of the many other projects that he's working on. He's also worth following on Twitter and on YouTube. He's got a blog out. Brian Felsen, FELSEN.com. is his website. No word yet on whether he is related to Fast Eddie Felsen, the great pool shark.
Yeah. And, you know, I know that Andy doesn't like to toot his own horn, but I'll toot mine.
Yeah.
The reason that Brian allegedly wrote that book was that he has attended the San Francisco Writers Conference for the last 3, 4, or 5 years.
Yeah.
And he took a poetry workshop as a beginner that was hosted by none other than Dr. Andy and me. And he became so inspired that he wrote a lot of poetry and after a year or two fashioned it into a book. And what a first book it is.
It's a great book and worth picking up. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. Brad Henderson is my guest, and we're chatting about his poetry and the reading that he's giving tonight at the Woodland Public Library, starting at 7 o'clock. Jessica Christie is the host of that reading series. We're going to see if Brad has a short poem to share, and we're going to finish up this segment with that in just a moment after some more cheesy Arturo Sandoval music here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Drumming in the background, you hear Brad Henderson, the semi-professional drummer and author of a number of books, including Split Stock. We're chatting this afternoon about his poetry, and he's going to be reading some tonight in just about an hour and 20 minutes over at the Woodland Public Library. I think every, fourth Wednesday of the month? Is that what this is? Yes, every fourth Wednesday of the month, Jessica Christie, who is, you know, the unacknowledged poet laureate of Woodland, I would say.
Indeed.
has been hosting a number of terrific readers there, including Allegra Silberstein, Silberstein and Philip Larea and others. The Joe and Susan Finkelman have been there. So it's been a great reading series, and I encourage you to check it out if you're interested in culture and poetry and an opportunity to share your own work at the open mic. A lot of funny characters there. I don't know how often you've had a chance to see Brad, but you'll meet some interesting people tonight. Why don't you share with us a shorter poem to close this segment out with?
Okay, so I'll be reading from three segments. We talked about the book that Andy and I wrote together, Split Stop. There will be a few poems from that, a few poems from my new book, The Blue Devil, and then there's going to be a few poems from a series that I call The Secret Cowboy Series, and there's a chapbook that features some of those. And the speaker in those series is a modern cowboy with a very large twist of rock and roll. This one's called Poker Night. This woman has kept her girl eyes and modest poise of pupils straight ahead. Behind them beams sweep sideways through jade and amber irises and twinkle white discs. Her vacant stare feigned she sees every little thing, while she thinks in suppositions that measure his facts with her queen fiction from all the great texts. And the result is a mixture of puppy breath and the hind end of a low-stakes bet. Whether across the table he is safe, she hasn't decided yet.
Like it. And that one was called Poker Night?
Yeah, it's about the speaker sitting across the table from a woman on his first date.
Excellent. Well, if you're on a first date, you have to know how to bluff. We've been hearing from Brad Henderson tonight, and I hope that you'll go out and see him read. Brad, we were talking about this earlier on Facebook, but today is my son Truman's 7th birthday. And we have all sorts of long-standing family plans for this evening, so I'm afraid I won't be able to make your reading tonight. Luckily, I've seen you read about 25 previous occasions in various parts of California.
If not 250.
Yeah, so I think we're
good.
I think we're safe. Yeah. But I hope the rest of you will make up for it and fill every seat over there in the basement of the Woodland Public Library. Go in through the back entrance. Starts at 7 o'clock. You'll also have a chance to read your own work during the open mic.
And happy birthday to Truman. And isn't it T.S. Eliot's birthday, too?
It is. He was born 124 years ago today. T.S. Eliot, born in 1888. He was a poet who inspired me and plays a big part in my dissertation. There's another book that I should publish through Book Baby. Speaking of books that we're sitting on and not doing anything with.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope that you'll stick around because Corey LaRue and Evan White are here in the studio, and they're going to be joined by a reporter from the California Aggie. We're going to talk about absurd word publications. So much going on here in Northern California, and especially here in the city of Davis, if you're interested in poetry, writing, publishing, and literature. Stick around. This is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Any final words, Brad?
Well, keep listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. That's one thing. And, you know, if I don't see you soon, I'll see you later.